Really frustrating. I mean, this is part of Antifa paid protesters. It begs the question who's funding it. But yeah, Democrats want to wait for a big rally of a No Kings protest when the bottom line is who's running the show in the Senate? Chuck Schumer's not running the show. The No Kings protesters or organizers are running the show. Is AOC threatening a primary against Chuck Schumer? Is she running the show? But you need a strong leader in the Senate to take control and make decisions. And Chuck Schumer's blown in the breeze. He has no power, no authority, because he's given it up to his primary opponent, potentially an AOC.
Yeah.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome back to another episode of the Speak the Truth podcast. Well, guess what? Yeah, he's dead right when he starts talking about organization and who's running the show and what's going on. And we're going to talk about that today. And Antifa is way more organized than I think most people want to give them credit for. Welcome back to another episode of the Speak the Truth podcast. If you guys haven't subscribed yet, make sure that you are subscribed to the channel. Make sure you're following and your notifications are turned on. Everything else. We got some wild stuff that I'm about to show you guys today. Just how well organized they are when it comes to supplies, funding, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Now, before we even bother getting to that, yeah, I should probably bring up that there is another No Kings protest that's going to be scheduled for this weekend. It's kind of weird that all of that all of a sudden is popping up again. And it's scheduled to take place on Saturday. And if you guys want to see where it's all going to be going down at, all you got to do is go over to nokings.org, no thrones, no crowns, no kings. And here you guys can see exactly what they have going on and how many events that are actually scheduled for this weekend. Not a freaking joke. Look at that. All across the United States, they're trying to do it again. And this is something that honestly, that the same type of funding and whatnot needs to get looked into on where they're doing it. It's planned for the 18th, just so you guys are aware. So coming to a major city near you, we have the same type of crap that was going on this summer. Boom, it's coming right back. What's up, ladies and gentlemen? And I want to let you guys know, too, I heard you guys yesterday. You guys wanted to do a call-in, or you guys want to do a, like a Discord chat. So we're going to do that over here at the end of the show after I present you guys with all of the information. But the important thing, as far as I'm concerned, is what the heck is going on in some of these absolute cities. Now, to me, what we have is we have federal agents that are out there doing their job, literally doing what they were hired to do, going over, arresting criminals, getting them off the street. And let's not act like it's not taking place. DHS dropped a video that says that they took over 1,500 criminals off the street of Illinois, and they released this video to go with it. It's pretty good, actually. You guys might get the idea. So while criminals are out there complaining that the law enforcement officers are literally doing their job, they're not going to stop. I saw several other videos that came out from DHS yesterday, and they are basically just saying, if you interfere, you will be arrested. And they're pretty actual baller videos. Whoever's running like the social media campaign for them, doing a very, very good job. Now, my question to you before we actually get into the Antifa camp and where they're storing all of their stuff and everything else is how close Portland is to becoming like the UK. Now, out of the entire time that I was out there, not one time did I see police go up to any of the Antifa folks or the protesters that were shouting some of the most vile crap that I've ever heard in my life and try to correct them from antagonizing anybody. They would go and they'd stand in their face with a megaphone. They'd shout in their ears. They'd come up behind you. I had plenty of people come over and tell me that I was going to get Charlie Kirked. And again, nothing ends up happening. Then, for some reason, last night, Tommy, back out on the streets over inside Portland, and the Portland police decided to go up and say this to him. Now, I want you to think, before I end up playing this video, I want you to think how close the United States is to becoming like the UK. Because I was told so many different times, not by the police, but by people that were out there and by other Americans, that by us being there, simply by my presence and by everybody else's presence, that we're somehow antagonizing everybody. That's just not the case. If you feel like my presence, just literally standing there, is antagonizing, as I stand there with my camera, recording, documenting, telling what I see, is somehow antagonizing these people to violence, Well, we've got a problem now, don't we? Because we're seeing arrests like that take place over in the UK. I wonder if that's happening in Portland.
What I'm asking you to do is to just be a little bit more mindful of the language that you use about how you want to get your message out, right? Because we've gotten multiple people come up to us and said, hey, like the stuff
you mean like when the dude spit on me earlier? Yeah.
Okay, maybe.
For recording in public? Yeah.
Okay, well,
but you're wanting to talk to me about my language?
I'm going to go talk to them too.
Yeah.
Okay, we talked to a lot of people about their language. Okay, I would just ask that you keep it respectful. Okay.
Yeah.
And I get that they're not being respectful. When I'm done talking to you here, I'm going to go talk to them as well. Okay. So I'm not like trying to pick on you or anything like that, but I am asking you, like, I don't want to see you get hurt.
I'm already 200 feet away.
He said, I'm not trying to pick on you. I'm going to go talk to them as well. Speaking about the people that are also antagonizing him. But what he's complaining about is the speech which Tommy uses. Now, I don't agree with a lot of the words that end up coming out of Tommy's mouth. I'm just going to be upfront about that. I don't agree with shouting F you and all of those other things. I think there's much better ways that you should be going about that, right? Like, I just do. However, this law enforcement officer going up to him, completely and totally pointless. Why? Because Tommy's literally just standing out there, and there is no reason for him to go up to that officer and cause that type of distress on Tommy. When you literally have people that the moment I walk down the street over there are pulling out megaphones and shouting obscenities at me, trying to get a rise out of me. So if this officer is going to go over and complain, and I know it's taking place in front of law enforcement, I know it's taking place on the street, and I know it wasn't just me that they were doing that with. They were doing that with pretty much everybody whose faces they knew. The moment you walk by, they hate you and they scream obscenities. They scream lies. They scream all sorts of vile, vulgar things at you. But for some reason, the police, when Tommy decides to stand his ground and sit there and actually fight back against it, and again, I don't agree with a lot of the ways that Tommy does it, but it's still his right to do so. They go over and try to correct him.
Hey, they come to me,
Yep, I hear you. And I'm going to talk to them to try to get them right to, but I would appreciate whatever you want to say. You can say what you want, but just if you would do me a favor and just keep it a little bit more respectful, right? With whatever issues instead of the name calling and the slurs.
You mean like them telling me that I'm fucking dogs and,
yep, and
I'm just giving back what they're giving me.
Conversation with them.
You know, I'm just giving back what they're giving me.
Okay. Well, you know what? But you don't have to do that.
Oh, well, that's why I'm out here. Yeah.
Okay. All right. I'm going to go have a chat with them too.
All right. Thank you. Okay.
So, yeah, you can say that we're very far from the UK, but we absolutely are not. All right. We absolutely are not. Why do I say that? We're not very far from the UK. How far off from that conversation is this one? This took place yesterday over inside of the UK, and this gentleman actually got arrested for holding a sign because why? He's instigating things.
They're mixing up two different things, or Section 14 isn't something I've heard of. But I'm not sure how We Stand With Britain's Jews breaches the Terrorism Act, but we'll see. Maybe it's the Union Jack that we've got on there. Who knows these days? I mean, this is seriously is a joke. Come on.
Mark, that's the information we've been given. We'll get to custody.
Yeah.
We'll get you processed and someone will be able to explain to you.
Oh, wow. I'm really grateful. This isn't like a train running late, right? You're about to lock me up for hours. Yeah? For nothing. You're not telling me that my train is late, so don't say, you know, and then somebody will be able to explain it to you.
Mark, I understand.
And also, you said earlier you're going to wait until the march has passed before you get a van. So we're going to stand here for nearly 2 hours. You're just wasting my time for standing there with a placard that said, "We stand with Britain's Jews." Right? Well, seriously, what you've done.
I'm not saying what you're all doing, right? I'm not saying that. I'm saying you've been seen with a sign.
No, you're saying that I was breaching the peace. Forget the sign. Even before that, you said I was breaching the peace for standing with a sign that says "We stand with Britain's Jews." Right. With in the middle a Manchester B.
You understand? Do you see the similarity between what's going on here? And I say that, and I bring this up for a reason, because what I saw is troubling, ladies and gentlemen. For those of you that have been following this channel for a while, you know that I don't fearmonger. It's not something that I do. I shoot it to you straight. I didn't say Portland is a war zone. I didn't say, oh my gosh, you need to send in the guard because this place is out of control. Stuff's blowing up everywhere. It's not what I do. I don't fearmonger. It's not how I go. But what I'm telling you is that what I saw in Portland, and I could pull up Nick's arrest. I could pull up when Tommy got arrested for defending himself after Nick got robbed. Let's use the legal term for what actually took place, for Nick trying to walk down a street and then refusing to go over and investigate that aspect of the crime that took place, which in my opinion would have absolved Tommy and he wouldn't have been arrested. So yes, when I see things like that that are taking place on the street where they're going up and trying to correct Tommy for his speech. Meanwhile, on a daily basis that I was down there, people are screaming obscenities at me, getting in my face and screaming obscenities at me, sometimes with a megaphone, and they go up to Tommy, of all people, that's over 200 feet away from the ICE facility, and are upset with him for him talking. Those people that are there for the protest, that ICE facility is at least 200 feet away from Tommy's location. We know that because the crooked judges in Portland would have immediately issued a warrant for Tommy's arrest had he crossed this imaginary line that they say exists. Again, I'm not even going to get into that aspect of his case. But that's why it's such a problem, ladies and gentlemen. It's not something that we should ignore, and it's something that needs brought to light, because what I absolutely don't want is it crossing into that type of environment to where something like that happens. Now, why would Portland police not want Tommy to stand there and record and maybe move to a different location? I wonder why. I wonder if he captured anything else that might be considered a little bit shady. Maybe.
Because the secretary was here. And now, look, they got pallets full of shit. Pallets full of shit.
Yup, all the shit that rapid response swept, dumbass.
Pallets of shit. All rapid response, you need to come back and re-sweep them. Let's go see where they take it. Let's go see where they take it.
Now, I want you guys to know that you can see the name of that business right there. South Waterfront Heated Storage. Feel free to look it up. There's a school right here that had to get closed down, from what I'm told, because Antifa basically took over the sidewalk and it was dangerous. You go and you look in the yard of that school, just on the other side of the fence, there's just a bunch of trash. That's where all the Antifa folks are over there pulling out their wieners and peeing on the freaking fence line. Nothing's done about it. Absolutely nothing. This is right next door to that. You're talking about a 3-minute walk, 2 to 3 minute walk on the same block of where Antifa has reestablished their camp, or so I'm told. I got sent photos and everything else. Apparently, they've reestablished their camp, not just put up cots, but actual tents. Actual tents down there. Now, to me, and I just want to make this perfectly clear, the entire situation is childish. Everything that's going on down there, I see, is extremely childish. You know, you want to tell these people that I have a platform, I can get you in front of 100,000 plus people in a heartbeat, as opposed from you pulling out your megaphone and screaming at a building where nobody's going to hear you and nobody cares what you have to say. I'll give you a platform to actually speak about what you feel so deeply in your heart to where you had to burn the American flag. I'll give you a voice. You can have it. They don't want it. They want anarchy. If their point was trying to get their message across, if their point was protesting and trying to get people on their side to speak about what they think are atrocities that are going on, boy, did they miss the mark. Because every single influencer that went down there with a camera, they ended up getting in the face of. If you don't believe me, go back and look at JD DeLay's original video of him showing up just to film and document what was taking place down there, and even offered to give them a mic. Instead, this is what's taking place, and this is organization. They have a storage locker, storage facility, where they're literally taking carts of supplies and wheeling it in next door. I want you to think about that. That's monthly rent. That's all of that stuff. There's people's names that are going to be on that sucker. And these are people that are committing violent acts, in my opinion, of domestic terrorism. And yes, I'll use that word because domestic terrorism is a thing. When you are using violence and fear because of your political narrative or your political story to silence the other part, you are a terrorist. That is how that works. Let's keep going.
Let's go see where they take it. They got pallets of shit. Thank you for the donation, Kyle. You're awesome. Let's go see where they take it. Look, they're going inside here. Look at this. They're literally going inside of here. They're literally going inside.
I wish it was a little less grainy so I could actually see what they had on that cart. And truthfully, I don't care. And what this is, in my opinion, this is material support to a domestic terror organization. And after the laser light show this weekend, after all the threats that have taken place, after all of the assaults that have taken place on that street, after trying to silence the media, after going after people with cameras, after telling me I'm going to get Charlie Kirked, after telling Nick he's going to get Charlie Kirked, this is what those people are doing. Some of them are peaceful if you want to sit there and listen and buy into their crap, but God forbid you have a different opinion. That's when the violence comes out. That's when it comes out. If I stand there with a hat on with thin blue line, and it happened on a live stream where I have people come up and start flicking me crap because I have on a thin blue line hat, all of a sudden I'm racist, I'm all sorts of other things, and people want to come over and tell me I'm going to get Charlie Kirked. And they have material support. And people are putting money into it, and they're backing them. And this is something that is being ignored by the city of Portland. It's being ignored by the Portland leadership. It's being ignored by the Portland Police Bureau. And if anything, based off of what we know about Nick and his story and his false arrest, that the moment you ask for communication between the Portland Police Bureau and Antifa, they want to suppress it and they want to drop the charges. In your discovery process, that's what they want to do. This to me is appalling. This is a violent criminal organization, make no mistake about it. And they're organized. You want to see evidence of organization, you look at the amount of people that came out with their lasers, the amount of crap that was going on the weekend, the amount of violence, the amount of assaults, the amount of people that have been arrested, all of that stuff taking place. And right next door, and I heard about this when I was down there. I had people come up to me and tell me that they were aware that this location exists and that they had a storage locker. This is the first time that I've actually seen it. This is the first time that I've actually seen it and it actually has been captured. There's going to be something else I tell you guys about once I'm done. And I promise you, you're not going to want to miss it once I get the actual information and everything else filed. And all of that is brought to light in the federal eyes. When I told you that I believe that the Portland Police Bureau needs to be investigated, the mayor, the city council, everything that they're doing needs to be investigated. I mean that wholeheartedly, and I have evidence that actually proves that. And the evidence I have that actually proves that is scaring the crap and the pants off some people, in my opinion. I'm in the middle of working with the appropriate authorities to make that happen. And as soon as I'm green-lighted, believe me, you're going to see and you're going to hear the story of exactly what I'm talking about. I'm not going to let it die. And it's going to result in a pretty dang big lawsuit against the city of Portland. FYI.
Look, it's the dude that sucker punched him with the rock. It's the dude that hit him with the rock, sucker punched him. This dude really sucker punched with rocks. And then he runs like a coward. No, he didn't have.
Now, as I sit here and I pull this video up, I want you guys to know this. I talked about it, but I didn't show it yesterday, that somebody got hit in the head with a sock rock. The victim. All of that stuff ends up getting reported. There was suspect information floating all around the internet. I know for a fact that that ended up getting reported. And here is that suspect on the street downtown yesterday, right outside of the ICE facility. There's cops down there all over the place right now. How is it that Tommy is able to capture this and the Portland police are not able to do anything about it? Why isn't this individual arrested on the spot or detained and questioned, identified? You know, that investigatory work that should take place that just hasn't been. Why didn't that happen? Why does this man exist? I'm kind of over it, to be perfectly honest with you. When I told you guys that the policing policies of the Portland Police Bureau are 100% 100% a disservice to the public, and it causes a lot of, how do I want to say this, public safety concerns and issues. It's not just about the vehicles driving through, which we're going to touch on here in a minute, but it's also about this, where you have violent offenders openly walking around cops and nothing is being done. What else are we supposed to assume other than Portland police are in bed with Antifa? Especially when we hear that when Nick's defense attorney subpoenas for discovery the information and communications between Portland police and Antifa, that they drop the charges against him. And yet this exists. Again, that's deadly force. You hitting a man over the head with a freaking sock rock is deadly force. It's considered the same under the law as me shooting somebody. Think of the gravity of that situation, and that this man is literally walking around openly. Not just that, but he had the balls to go down there because he knows nothing's going to happen to him. Think about that for a second. This, ladies and gentlemen, is what's taking place. Now, again, it's alleged that that's what this man did. It's alleged that that's what this man did. Make it perfectly clear. It's alleged that that's what this man did. Holy freaking cow.
Punched him with the rock. It's the dude that hit him with the rock, sucker punched him. This dude really sucker punched with rocks, and then he runs like a coward. No, he didn't have nothing to do with nothing. You sucker punched him with a rock. You guys are cowards. You hit him and ran like a bitch.
We're not the ones crying, Trump.
You hit him with a rock and then ran like a fucking coward. Nah, you hit him with a rock, bud.
He's literally shouting it on a megaphone. And you guys saw how close the cops were watching Tommy. And I know where Tommy was standing, and I know that typically you have bike cops. Like Portland police cops staged on bicycles probably about less than 50 meters from where Tommy was standing. And you know that they are hearing and watching all of that. What's being done? Nothing. Man's openly walking on the street, doesn't care. Down there doing whatever, even to the point where he goes over and is taunting, and when he's called out and people are screaming about it on a megaphone, he still gets to stand there. This is a serious problem. So when I bring up and I say what's happening in the UK may very well happen over here in the United States, and yes, we as Americans should be concerned. I'm tired of the conversation that says you don't live here, it's not your city, it's not your problem. Yes, it is. Because what they're doing is they're setting a legal precedent. And I want you to think about this when it comes down to marijuana laws or decriminalization of drugs and everything else. Don't forget that that stuff started in the Northwest and it's spread across the country. Now, I am a constitutionalist and I believe that people should be able to do whatever they want with their own bodies, but I'm using it as an example. I'm using it as an example of how you go against federal law or you go against crime and it starts spreading to these other places. Think about sanctuary cities. Think about decriminalization of drugs. Think about all of those violations of federal laws that have allowed to be ignored. And then think about this. And think of how quickly that will spread to a neighborhood near you if nothing's done about it. That's why I'm sitting here this morning screaming about it on camera. That's my fear. That's what I foresee happening if nothing's done about it. How can this possibly take place? Holy cow. Before I get in the next segment and bring up some other great things, I want to go through some of these super chats. Castle Survival says, could Antifa protesters target that supply hub? Yeah. Yep. As a matter of fact, we've heard people, not on Antifa, on the pro-Palestinian side, actually talking about going after supplies of the United States military and shutting those different things down. Literal domestic terrorism. Dylan, off topic, but did you hear about the explosion of weapons manufacturing plant in Tennessee? There was a bomb threat at Gate 10 at Fort Campbell same day. No, I did not hear about that. Now I have something else to look into. Incog Faraday, got you on the ads, brother. Greatly appreciate you. For those of you that know, no, it's just something that's been happening. Reading Rambo, you think I get alerts after 23 months of subscribing? No, that's why I just make sure I run them at generally the same time every single day. Incog Faraday, gift now, 5 Speak the Truth memberships. Wayne, Matt's old friend died in Ukraine yesterday on the front line. He was killed by a drone during his first deployment. Oh, shit. Wayne, we'll, shit. All right. Thank you for telling me. All right. Let's show you guys some of the stupidity that's taking place in Portland, and I'll get into and talk to you guys through the next segment.
Person. They just shot the thing off of the smoke. Another one, watch out! It's under the car.
Way to hit the car, you fucking idiot!
Hey, they just hit your car! Hey, they just hit your car.
Now, I want you to imagine for a second you're driving down the street. You're following GPS, you're following Google Maps, whatever. And this is what you come across. This is what you find. You got a bunch of people in black coming over, beating on the hood of your car. You got pepper balls hitting it. You don't know if that's the feds that are fighting, like, they have no idea what it is. I would assume that it's people throwing crap at my car. Yeah, they sniped the leaf blower. That was actually pretty cool. We got to go back and rewatch that portion of it. It's actually really funny. And again, if you don't think they're organized and they don't know the silly little games that they're playing, they absolutely know what they're doing. But how long is it going to take until the wrong person with PTSD or like just not clear thinking head ends up coming across this stuff? And they hit the gas. All it's going to take is for one person to say, hell with this, and hit the gas. And they go down there and all of this chaos happens. Now, everything that's happening right now that you guys saw on your video with everybody in the middle of the street, all of that stuff is a violation of Oregon revised statutes. There is legal, there's laws on the books that the cops in Portland should be enforcing. The same law that they arrested Nick under and later dropped the charges under, that same statute blocking the roadways and the sidewalks is forbidden. But they won't enforce it. It's not that they can't, I said they won't. As a matter of fact, they won't even make an announcement over a megaphone. The Portland police won't even make an announcement over the megaphone telling people to clear the streets when ICE is coming in and out. There's a recording that plays over the ICE facility saying, this is the Portland Police Bureau. Move out of the way, whatever. They have that. But it's the ICE facility that plays it. How many people do you think that are actually listening to that versus an officer standing around with a megaphone saying, get out of the street. You're subject to arrest. Clear the roadway. Never. Never. This right here is why it's an issue. This is the public safety issue. Not just for the people in the street, but for the people driving through. 100% beyond the shadow of a doubt, that's what makes it a public safety issue. Warrior Ironside says, stop asking for false flag attacks with cars, please. I'm not. I'm just predicting and telling you what's going to happen. It's inevitable. The amount of vehicles I saw go through that, the amount of vehicles I actually saw have damage done to them for that exact same scenario, not by police, but by the protesters, if you want to call them that, standing in the street, that's real. I saw people kicking doors. I saw people standing in front, literally pushing and trying to block the vehicles. I saw people chucking stuff at it as it's in the middle of a crowd for somebody that took a wrong turn because they're following their GPS. And all it's going to take is somebody that is just not mentally in tune to hit the gas and you got people ran over. And whose fault is it? It's not the driver's fault. The dereliction of duty on the Portland police side? Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Dirt says ADA violations blocking sidewalks? Yeah, probably. Not going to be done. Kyla McDonald, Matt, Portland ADA has a great idea about clearing that sidewalk, the ADA law. Nobody in a wheelchair can get down that sidewalk. Thoughts? Yeah, I agree. There's actually right over here on the other side. So right here where this sidewalk's at, where this crosswalk, excuse me, is at, there's like a wheelchair ramp to help people get up onto that sidewalk. And again, everything's blocked. And you picture I'm coming down that trail and I want to avoid this madness. I don't want to walk through these crowds. I don't want to wheel my way through these crowds. I want to turn right if I'm coming down that trail that goes along the side of that ICE building. I say, boop, I'm not dealing with that crap and I want to make a right. I can't do it because of all this lawlessness. There's so many violations of every single law that are taking place out there. Pick one and go with it. You can charge these people with probably half a dozen different charges on a nightly basis. Just pick one and enforce it and watch the change happen. All they did was wait for Portland police to just fizzle down a little bit and they were done. Now it's back to chaos. And we all knew that was going to happen. Castle Survival says, do I have something I want to say about the UK? I don't see it firsthand, but secondhand, and it's hell to be here. I'm sad to be a Brit and I want to see change. Yeah, Castle, I think we all know that that's a problem, right? Sin Vance, last night the feds approached Antifa trying to explain their reasoning for blocking the driveway. Then hell broke loose. Later, Antifa turned on each other for being drunk. Big surprise there. Iron Dog, Matt, please let us know how we can support you and if there's any way to help your friend's family. That's a conversation that I got to have in the future, and I'm not going to get into it in the middle of the stream right now without more information. Savage Moose Cards, I live near that Tennessee factory. Currently, 16 people are missing. That's insane. Castle Survival, you're talking about counter-protesters going over there and going after Antifa supply line. Yes, it's a possibility. Highly improbable because the people on the counter-protester side are actually trying to follow the law. They're not trying to do anything illegal. And what we know about the Portland police is if there's something alleged against you and you're a counter-protester, that they are going to come after you. Antifa, break the law all day long. Counter-protesters, not so much. Smoky Sergeants. The comments in the chat tell me that the full gravity of this is not being appreciated. This is exactly why the ideologically driven enemy is winning. They have taken control of our capital cities. 100%. That's why I'm talking about this so hard. And that's what I want you guys to pay attention to, because that is exactly what it is. It is the concept, the same concept we've seen repeated across America, first with decriminalization of drugs, followed by your sanctuary cities. And I'm sure if I think even harder about it, there's a lot more examples that I can give. That is exactly what we're seeing. And now that the feds are showing up to enforce the law in these sanctuary cities. Well, guess what? It's mass chaos, and the police allow it to happen. They're allowing it to happen. They're allowing it to take place. Absolutely nuts. But yeah, let's watch that leaf blower part again. I'm pretty sure that's right back there.
Put water on it.
You're pathetic people.
They just shot that person for putting water on it. They don't let people put water on it. They just got a Native American woman. Another smoke! They just threw that right at a person. They just shot the thing off of the smoke.
I'm dying at that. I'm dying at the fact that they actually shot the little like stand up portion of it. Now, man, there is a flyer going around with Cindy says there is a flyer going around with ICE agents information on it. It was shown on video. Yeah, I'm pretty sure that actually exists. I have no doubt it does. But remember what I told you about them getting up and going off on Tommy. If this is the video that I think it is, you're going to see exactly why I think what they said to Tommy is ridiculous. Now, remember, they're trying to claim that Tommy was instigating and that something needs to be done about it. This is a brand new video. This is a brand new video. Same day, lady with a megaphone shouting in his face that he's an effing Nazi. Standing there shouting that he's an effing Nazi. How is that even possible, man? How is it possible that Portland police are giving Tommy crap 200 feet away from the location, trying to tell him he's instigating, and yet this is acceptable? Do you understand the level of corruption that I'm trying to point out to you at this point, and why people feel as if Antifa is on the side with Portland police? This. You guys see it, right? Like, I'm not blind. You guys see this, right? Like, you guys see this. You guys see the hypocrisy and everything that I'm talking about, complaining about, showing you guys. They're back to blocking the sideway off, legitimately set up camp on the sidewalk so literally nobody can get through. They're in people's faces screaming at them with megaphones. Where's law enforcement? Why aren't they correcting her, saying, hey, ma'am, maybe you shouldn't be shouting in someone's face with a megaphone. It's inciting violence. Where are they? Not to mention the damage that's being done to that man's ears by this lady feet, not like a foot and a half away from his face, shouting through a megaphone. That's causing damage. It's causing bodily injury. Nobody cares. Police don't care. Nothing's going to be done about it. But God forbid your name is Tommy and you're standing there 200 feet away because you got attacked and you got assaulted. And by the way, this isn't just a Portland issue. You want to see something else that's going to piss you off? I want you to watch this video, and then I'm going to point something out to you that's in this video. Some of you might not even realize what's in this video, but I'm going to point this out to you.
Any thoughts on the death of Ishmael Haniyeh? Nothing? I got to admit it, you run a pretty tight organization. You guys are pretty effective out there on the streets. I see you're a smart guy. I know you're pretty articulate. What do you think? How's this going to end?
Is it your thing to harass people on the street?
I'm just me, right? Yeah. I mean, what did you guys do?
You walked up to me.
I know. I'm asking you a question. I'd rather have a conversation.
So I'm once again going to ask you, is it your thing to harass people on the street?
I just like to, I'm curious because I know you lead this organization. I'm curious your thoughts.
Once again, you're harassing people on the street. Is it your thing?
I'm just asking you a question. This isn't harassment.
No, we know your Instagram. You're an urban warrior. We're fucking all you.
I'm just asking you a question. I'm curious.
We're going to find out where you live, bro. Watch. We're going to find out where you live.
Now, you guys might not have heard what he just said. I'm going to make sure it's perfectly clear. He said, you're urban warrior over on Instagram. We're going to find out where you live. Now, I'm going to point something else out about this gentleman. Not the first one that's just has a keffiyeh, you know, strapped over his shoulder. Who cares? I've got plenty of them. Only mine were actually gifted to me when I was in the Middle East. Take a look at what he's got on his head. It's a Hamas headband. As a Hamas headband. And whether you like it or not, Hamas is a designated foreign terror organization. Here in the United States of America, we have people that are self-identifying as foreign terrorists on the streets threatening to find where people live. And this has taken place, and you can find these videos in pretty much every major urban area over the last 2 years. He is self-identifying as a foreign terrorist. And then making terroristic threats. And they feel able to openly do this in America. This is America. I can't point that out enough to you. You guys, this has been shielded from your eyeballs for so long because you were busy paying attention to the Epstein files. You were busy paying attention to all this other crap that was going on. All these freaking random accusations. They want to keep you paying attention to other things while this crap is happening on the streets in America. Foreign people identifying as foreign terrorists. We had a 20-war year on terrorism. And me and my friends come home, retire, get out to this garbage. Ethel, shortly after 2020, Portland police lost officers. I think they hired 2020 Antifa to replace those officers. Wouldn't surprise me at all. I've talked to some of those people in Antifa that have decent jobs. That probably have decent resumes. That might actually be hired if they applied. It's not a far-fetched train of thought. You have people identifying themselves as foreign terrorists on the streets in the United States of America, making terroristic threats to somebody exercising his First Amendment right. This is America present day. This is why people are upset. You cannot have this taking place in a free country. We are a free country, but we're also a country of laws. I'm pretty sure Barack Obama might have said that when he was talking about immigration. We're also a nation of laws. And the laws say that that man's self-identifying as a foreign terrorist here on U.S. soil. Why the hell is he not being tracked down as we speak? And every single person he associates with, defunding everything. They have foreign terrorists on American soil, openly identifying, walking around on U.S. streets. And I tell you, I've seen it with my own eyes, between fighting ISIS, the Taliban, Al-Qaeda, Al-Qaeda in Iraq, everything. I am telling you that Hamas is worse than ISIS. Not a joke. That's not a term I take lightly. That is something that I know and hold to be true in my heart. And those terrorists are walking around the streets in the United States of America, self-identifying, and nothing is being done about it. You should raise Cain over this. This is not acceptable. As a matter of fact, last I checked, it's illegal. It is illegal. It is not legal to be a member of a foreign terror organization on U.S. soil. It's not legal. Nothing is being done about it. And if it's not brought to light, if it's not brought up, guess what's going to happen? It's going to get worse. Just like we see what's taking place over in Portland. We used to joke in my family about what was taking place in Portland. It used to be kind of like a running joke. It's not a joke anymore. It's been ignored for way too long.
Find out where you live. We're not going to hurt you. We're just going to find out where you live. That's it. Yeah. You know where
are you upset about Ismail Haniyeh being dead?
He's in heaven right now, bro.
Where? Any thoughts on the death of Ismail Haniyeh?
Great. Where's a good picture of this knucklehead's face? There you go. Not going to do anything about it. Just going to figure out where you live. That's what we call implication in order to instill fear. As a terroristic threat made by somebody self-identifying as a terrorist happening openly on the streets of America, and it's been taking place over and over and over and over again for the last 2 years in the United States. Nothing is done about it. Why? Because of the type of liberal crap that takes place in cities like Portland. This is the groundwork, this is the framework that allows that to take place. When you don't apply the law equally and you just ignore it in general, then these people can come back and say, you're targeting me. Just like I am specifically doing now, pointing out what they're doing with Tommy and this incident taking place a million times a day, repeated on those streets over there. This is the end game. I'm going to play another video for you guys. I want you to watch it. This video is actually coming out of Milwaukee. This video is coming out of Milwaukee. You're going to see a self-defense shooting. And I want you to think what's emboldened this criminal to the point that he thinks he can do what he did and get away with it.
What the fuck are you doing?
I'm going to show it to you guys one more time, and then I'm going to talk you through it and explain why this type of crap is happening. Now, the gentleman behind the wheel of the car is actually like a 20-year law enforcement veteran. He's got a dash cam running great. But you'll see that prior to this, this individual decided to put a pistol in his freaking like pouch on his hoodie and thought he could just assault this guy because he merged into him. Watch. Now, I'm pretty sure right around here in the video, hold on, wait for it, right there, pretty sure one of those shots actually hits this guy's hip. Great. And he goes down, he rolls behind the car, and then he gets fatally shot on the other side. It's not entitlement. It's because they know literally nothing's going to happen. This guy knows that he can pull out a pistol whip somebody, and likely nothing's going to happen. You want to know what I think his motives are? Exactly that. There is no punishment in the United States anymore. These people go to jail, they get right back out, and then they FTA, they fail to appear on whatever it is that they have. That's what takes place. And this is America. And I can pull up example after example after example all around the country and show you guys this crap. So we have police officers in Portland that are failing to apply the law equally. We have protesters shoving megaphones in people's face. Apparently, that's not intimidation. Apparently, that's not inciting. That's none of that. That's just, regardless of the fact it's an assault, you're blowing this man's eardrums out, silencing him, literally being a fascist, because you don't want to hear what he has to say, so you got to silence him, deafen him. You've got people walking around with terrorist headbands on, openly, self-identifying as foreign terror like foreign terrorists here on U.S. soil, openly identifying as terrorists, and you have lawless crap like this that's taking place because they know that even if they end up murdering the guy, chances are their punishment's going to be pretty light. They'll probably go to jail and get out. They'll be on a PR bond, whatever. They're done. They're gone. Doesn't apply. They don't care. Welcome to America. This is why I'm livid. This is why I'm spending so much time on this topic today, because I'm over it.
We're here, folks.
You want to know where they're getting this information from, where they're getting inundated with it? Where do you think it's starting? It's an entire system.
Well, we got an exclusive story here, folks. A teacher in Klamath Falls, Oregon at Mazama High School is instructing students to not only vote blue, but be anti-Trump. I'm not making this up. You can see at the top of the document, it says, what is happening in our country, our cities, and our homes? We don't have to agree, but we have to talk about it. We can't pretend it isn't happening. I need to know it is not okay with you that the U.S. is funding genocide in Gaza, that starving children are being bombed as they wait for food, and then...
Number one, starving children aren't being bombed as they wait for food. If you guys haven't seen it, you can go back and there's a video titled something like, I just got back from Gaza. Shocking. I just got back from Gaza. Something like that. Go look at it. Go watch. Full hour-long straight video of food distribution over inside Gaza. And unfortunately, I had to blur the children's faces because Hamas is going after and killing people that are talking to people like me that are getting food. It's not taking place and they're not starving. When I talked to GHF and I was over there on the ground with them, they told me, yeah, when we showed up, it was a problem. You know what the Palestinian, I'll use your terms, the Palestinian people in Gaza said? That they didn't receive one drop of free aid until that organization actually arrived. That they were forced to pay for what was supposed to be distributed for free. $50 for a kilogram of flour on the market over inside Gaza.
It starts blaming Israel about using military force against Palestinians. Well, the document goes on to have anti-ICE rhetoric about how ICE is kidnapping people off the streets. And then at the very bottom of the document, it says, we have a duty to vote blue in 2026. If you want to be a patriot, if you care about this nation and the people that call it home, then vote blue in 2026.
Great. So now we're going off against ICE. When I say it's an entire system, an entire setup to make it go that way, that's 100% what it is. Now we're going to listen to a Seattle police chief. This is a segment from Brandi Krause on Undivided.
You'll recall the new police chief in Seattle, Sean Barnes.
At some point, I will probably go to jail and be in prison because we have an administration that has threatened to jail politicians and indeed has done so in Milwaukee, if you remember that. And has threatened to jail a governor. I'm just a simple public servant. That's all I am.
Now he's not only doubling down on those statements, but I would argue saying things that are much worse and call into question his actual ability to enforce the law in the city of Seattle. So this is from the Seattle Times. Seattle's police chief, quote, will not be quiet if National Guard is deployed. And in it, it's this whole, all these, you know, virtue signaling remarks from him. It says, should the Trump administration...
This is why they're doing it. They literally have the backing of the police chiefs. They have the backing of their political officials. They don't care. How much more evidence do you need to know that there is a very serious systematic issue that is in direct contradiction to the U.S. Constitution and the safety of people that live in those dang cities? To where you're allowing terrorists to walk around in the street openly, self-identifying as terrorists, openly in the United States, staging attacks. The hospital OHSU, because their little laser light show that Antifa put on the other night, make no mistake about it, that's an act of domestic terror. I don't even know how many people lost their lives because Life Flight had to be diverted and wasn't allowed to fly into that hospital because of that active threat that was taking place. This is an issue in this country. It is a major issue, and I'm tired of being quiet about it. I've talked a lot about foreign policy and what we're doing overseas and those threats to the United States of America. Now I'm coming in hard. I'm coming in hard because of what I've seen. This is our country. And they are destroying it. They are in direct violation of every single U.S. citizen's constitutional rights. This is what's going on in this country. And I've said it before, you give them an inch and they take a mile. And that is exactly why I am constitutionalist. Because I believe in the Constitution. And what we're seeing here is not constitutionally sound at all. I don't care if you're on the left or you're on the right. What's taking place in this country is setting the stage for radicals, whether they're on the left or the right, to get in control and do literally whatever they want and violate your rights as an American. This isn't a left or a right issue. This is a holy crap, we're about to lose our rights as U.S. citizens issue. That anybody, as long as they're embedded deep enough and puts out as much slur and whatever they want, can somehow take control of major areas and the feds can't do anything about it. And God forbid they enforce the law, because then and only then they can actually rise up and commit violent acts because you're going to call somebody a fascist or a Nazi and put out propaganda. This is what's taking place here in the United States of America, ladies and gentlemen. This isn't a joke. This isn't something I take lightly when I bring it up and report on it and I bring this to you guys. So with that, I'm actually going to head over to the Discord and I want to open the chat inside of Discord. I have a lot of you guys that are asking about it. Some of you guys, if you got gifted a membership, if you've been following the channel, if you're a true supporter, I posted a new link to get you guys over in the Discord. You guys are welcome over there. That's where I take questions. That's where we have discussions on these things. And I want to have a discussion with you guys about it this morning. I just opened up the Discord. You guys do me a favor, as you start to go in there and you start to pour in there, I need an audio check in the comment section. If you guys are in the Discord and you guys can hear me, give me an audio check. Let me know that you guys can hear me in the Discord. If you want to come up and you want to talk about everything that I just presented or how I'm presenting the information, I don't care if you think I'm wrong. Tell me why I'm wrong. Tell me where I went wrong. Tell me if you agree. I'm very curious. I'm going to actually run a poll over here and let you guys know. I'm just going to run a poll. Do you agree with my assessment today?
No audio. Meh.
No audio. All right. Let me kill my cam, kill my mic. Did that fix it? Did that fix it, Texas? I'm being told I'm five by and I'm
negative.
Good.
Probably just have to jump out and jump back in.
It might be you, because people are telling me I'm five by over there. I'll do it anyways. Let me jump out and come right back in. I don't know why that tends to fix it. Can you hear me now, Texas?
Yes, sir. There you go. It
works. It's weird how that works. What do you think, man? Does this not trouble you? Am I crazy here? I'm bringing up a panel.
I think it's wild what's happening. I have been a little bit out of this the whole Antifa thing as much as I wanted to the last week and a half. It's been a very hectic week and a half here. But yeah, it's wild. I mean, who knows what's in those carts? Who know? Do they have cans of gasoline there? Do they have fireworks?
Molotovs, fireworks, explosive devices?
What is in that? Number one. Number two, those storage places usually don't have access late at night. I mean, maybe
they got key card access. I mean, you can get now.
Well,
you can get
like
key card access.
Somebody was punching codes in and all of that stuff. But again, is it regulations of these storage units to allow strangers to come into your when one person rents the unit, 15 people can't show up there. So
correct.
Like all of these things, it's fair, like this whole thing is like, I don't know about the National Guard, but I say send every law enforcement agent in there and arrest every one of them.
Well, that would require power from the governor. And what we saw the first night that they, the one night, the night Kristi Noem came in and they shut it down. Damn right. Pardon my French. Dang right. You need to. They sent the state police in, so I know the governor got involved, and then that was the last time I saw the state police. One night.
It was the only time.
The only time was one night.
Yeah, it was the only time. I mean, in Chicago, they're not playing. The state police is actually rolling in, but in Portland, there is not, like, you showed it. The cops are standing there when something happens. They look and they sit in the car, and you're like, "Oh, they showed up." And they're like, "Wait," and then you're like, "Wait, are they leaving?"
Yes, guys, and everybody that's on the panel, this is an open discussion. If you want to jump in, jump in. I'm not going to call people up and pull through that. If you want to jump in, jump in. I want to know what you guys have to say.
Something to say. Just about the organization of Antifa, because again, for those who don't know, I was one of the 17 felonies at the WTO protest in 1999. I black blocked. I know these people. I did a lot of activism for a long time, and I know what's going on, and there's a lot of confusion. There is no official Antifa group. There are Antifa groups. There's groups that are very aligned with Antifa that don't call themselves Antifa. And there aren't any major funders. There are people, they do get money, you know, like small grants from like nonprofits sometimes.
Yeah, that is
through Associated.
No way.
I'm gonna cut you off right there, because I guarantee you George Soros is 1,000% funding through nonprofits to Antifa.
Okay, let me explain something real quick that a lot of people don't seem to understand. Antifa, first off, all the people that were down at the protest in Portland are not Antifa. And all the Antifa
Agreed.
Did not go to the protest, for
Agreed.
One. For two,
I agree with that statement.
They do not spend a lot of money. Sometimes they spend a little bit of money. Most of what they are spending, you're talking about, they're painting signs on bed sheets. They're going to Goodwill to get costumes. They don't spend much. They dumpster dive for food. Like, they don't go to a grocery store, most of
so
them.
So you're not.
They go behind the grocery store and dig in the trash for food.
You're not
These
entirely
people are
wrong.
Not spending a lot of money. There's
not
no
entirely
need
wrong.
For George Soros to give money.
You're not entirely wrong, but they are independently, I would say independently funded. I don't know if Soros is throwing a ton of money in there, but potentially for the organization and everything else. That storage locker, somebody's paying
well,
for
okay,
it.
So
the supplies that they have out on the street, somebody's paying for it. They're out there
right.
barbecuing, things like that. And like I said, people have decent jobs, but to me, that's funding.
Over there. That apartment that they shower and play, that's an expensive downtown apartment.
Listen,
if I remember right, it was $2,700 a month. If you're not in the government-funded
right.
portion,
so
it's $2,700 a month.
Soros is funding
some Antifa. Listen, guys, I know what's going on. Some Antifa have jobs. Some of them have good jobs. Some of them have
the PSYOP that got everybody into this mental disability that is called Antifa.
Okay, maybe, yeah, sure,
Soros
absolutely. But he's not funding Antifa. That apartment is funded by people with jobs.
Correct. That's I'm on the side
the
of you. I agree
storage
with you.
Unit that costs $90 a month. $90 a month.
I agree
right?
with you.
That's
this,
like
this
dollar,
look.
That's like one day
we're gonna stop. We'll stop the funding portion. I agree with you on that. All right, man. I agree with you on the funding. I think they're self-funded in large, in those little localities.
Yeah.
But this is also a very much larger. Hold on now. This is also a very much larger movement. They're over inside of Australia. They're over inside of Tel Aviv. They're in lots of different locations that I've been able to identify since I started. So it's not just a domestic thing. It's international at this point, which
Correct.
That doesn't
Those
mean that there's international
connected.
Funding. Right. It doesn't mean there's international funding pouring in, but it does suggest what it does suggest is mass coordination. Throwing that
there's
out
not.
There.
I mean, maybe there's more now than in the past, but when I was involved with it, there was almost no coordination.
Correct.
The only connection they
right.
have
and so,
is if somebody got a vacation time, they would go and visit the other group
so
when they're in Italy.
Here's why there's more coordination, right? Number one, if you go back and you check out the videos that I posted last week on the day that Tommy had his crap stolen from him when he got robbed, I had said that at 10 p.m., and well, excuse me, I didn't want to give the exact time, but we knew it was 10 p.m. I have it in writing. that there is going to be an attack that takes place at 10 p.m.
Group of veterans.
So there's number one. Hold on. That's number one.
A few city blocks.
Right. So that's number one, that they're organized. That I was able to get that out. Obviously, they have leaks. I knew that information beforehand. A couple other people did. So we know they're organized. The other aspect of it goes into that different funding and stuff like that. They are coordinating, and there was different groups of Antifa that were saying, we're going to come and we're going to show up. And I did, after hearing that information that those different groups are coming and they're going to show up, they did in fact show up. I know that from my time on the ground. So they are coordinating.
And this is something that I don't see a lot of people online talking about with the whole Antifa group and funding and da 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 da. One thing that people don't realize is that there's a lot of associated groups that they're not, the people wouldn't call themselves Antifa. They'll call themselves Earth Liberation Front, right? Or they'll call themselves the Anarchist Black Cross, or they're crime think people. And there's all these different groups that do different things. Black Cross sends books to prisoners and jails. Crime Think produces literature. They produce manuals on how to do all this stuff, try to get more people involved, that kind of thing. And so if there's going to be a coordinated federal response to Antifa as a terrorist organization, they're going to have to look at all these other groups because they're all very connected.
I agree with that.
Sometimes they intermix.
100%. Because you can literally just self-identify.
Yeah. I mean, that's the thing is like there is like a group in Portland called Rose City Antifa that actually I think has like membership lists and stuff like that.
Correct, they do.
But that is unusual for these groups. Most Antifa are not registered with anyone anywhere as a member of Antifa. They believe in what they say. They will go to their events, but they're not. There's no club. There's no membership. There's no dues. There's no.
No, it's not. I'm not saying that.
Listers,
I'm not saying that.
Nobody's saying.
We're all in agreement. We're just spinning the wheel at this point. How do we feel for the panel? How do we feel for the panel about them being in bed with the city of Portland?
It's ridiculous. Honestly.
Based on Portland dropping the charges against Nick the moment they asked in discovery for all of the communication between Antifa and Portland.
I would say this. I think that it's not, they're not communicating. Portland PD, I don't believe, is necessarily having meetings with Antifa leaders going, okay, what are you going to do? Okay, we'll let you do this or whatever. I don't think they're planning it out meticulously, like anything like that. What it is the city council and the mayor's office says, do not. Antifa's protesting and you cannot just leave them alone. Don't let them do whatever they want. Unless they're murdering people out there, you know, let them do what they want and keep your hands off of them. I think that's what's happening. I don't think it's like the police are meeting with them and like making handshake deals. It's just they're told to stand down.
I think they're in communication with them for sure. I think they at least have points of contact going back and forth that they are communicating with. And again, that suggests organization. And then the other question goes into, why are the cops openly ignoring the laws, and why are they not investigating the entirety and totality of the situations that led to it? Tommy's assault charge is a prime example. Nick was robbed prior to that for walking down a sidewalk. Yep. Nobody in that crowd was detained. Nothing was done about it.
And I told you that before you went to Portland in a DM. I said exactly that would happen, that the anarchists could do whatever they want and they're not going to get in trouble. But if a patriot so much as jaywalks, they're going to get a ticket. They're going to, you know, and that's what it is, because the police aren't told to stand down for you. They're told to stand down for them.
Right. And that's exactly the point. And that is evidence. That is evidence of coordination. That's what we call a clue in law enforcement.
I have a question I want to ask about this as well, is that why are there no infiltrators and saboteurs within Antifa if there's so many people that disagree with them, people who take it
upon
their own
will? How do you think I knew that attack was taking place? How do you think I knew that attack was taking place?
Fair point. The question is, why is it not so out there now? Like, say, for example, those supply hubs being burned down. Why has someone not done that? Not that I'm saying that they should.
Because to burn down that supply hub is burning down that entire freaking storage facility. And you're also talking about access damage. And placement. You're also talking about access and placement to be able to get in there and sabotage. And that is something.
Yeah, and there's really not anything you can do. Right. What are you going to sabotage him with? You going to kill him? I mean, because how are you going to sabotage a bunch of poor people who are trying to have a revolution and don't have anything to sabotage? They don't have any factories to stick a wood.
I was meaning, when you think about it, it's more it's too decentralized for any kind of sabotage effect attempt to work.
Well, that's not entirely true. That's not entirely true.
That's the thing. That's the thing is there's videos flowing around now from some of the patriots of the Portland police, other different types of officers probably than what you've seen down there, driving around and walking up and thumbs up being all the people dressed in black.
Yeah, and you know what else there's video of? Them giving out their phone number when people accuse the right of doing something wrong.
To sabotage them without sabotaging them. Just bring a pitcher or like one of these big 5-gallon buckets of Kool-Aid water with a bag of laxative in it. It's going to be quiet for a few nights over there.
Just hand out a bunch of laxatives. That's called poisoning, and definitely against the law.
No, not laxative. Not handing out the laxative. It's not poison. All they're going to do is shit.
Yeah, it's technically poisoning somebody, man. Like you can't.
Okay, well then let's not do that.
All right, so don't do that, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah, it was just a thought.
And also, the next time you have a crazy idea like that, maybe talk to me about it offline. You know, just throwing that out there.
Yeah. You're right.
And to be honest, the idea of sabotage as well is not something I endorse, if that's the right word. To be honest, all that's going to do is make the situation worse. If you treat violence with violence, then it's just going to get more violent.
Well, and that's
at the end of the day, I do see the right as more tame, but with a lot more potential to get very dangerous and a lot more organized than leftist violent groups if push comes to shove. But thankfully, they've stayed quite reserved, and I think it's due to a mix of, at least from my impression, is their moral values, their doctrine, which includes in the States is the Constitution, mainly. Like, I know a lot of right-leaning ones are very constitutionalist, and that could be anywhere on the spectrum.
This is why we need to start at the top. This is why I had talked about doing my best to coordinate with some federal authorities for some of the things that are going on, because it's not okay. Like, what's taking place is not okay. And protecting and doing it legally.
Yeah, and that's the problem here in the UK as well. We don't have anyone that which we can go to. I'm a UK resident, and I'm like, I have no one. We say that we have Reform UK, but to be honest, they're only a step, say, 20 years in the past. And all that's going to happen is it's just going to keep progressing towards more and more chaos. We don't have anyone here, and that's the concern that I have living in the country that I live in.
Like, yeah, so I'm UK also. And the problem is you have NGOs. The NGOs are funded by the EU, funded by the UN, funded by America, and they're all embedded in the NGOs. The problem, you'll have a big problem trying to get rid of them all.
Here's the thing. And to add to that, I can't even speak my own mind here without the possibility of being persecuted or arrested. Here at least I have some anonymity so that they can't.
The same NGOs that are in France are bringing over immigrants into the UK, or like ones getting money to keep them here in the UK and Ireland. So you can't, it's so embedded, it's very difficult to actually remove it.
The only way, there's only two ways in which I can see it potentially changing is from the top or an external influence, whether that be overtly or covertly. That's the only ways in which I see it happening, because British patriotism, it's there, but it's very weak, as in it has no real soft or hard power, because one, we don't have guns, and two, we don't have the kind of coordination, because every single one of our right-wing leaders disappears, assassinated, or put to jail.
Okay, so Castle, let me ask you a question. Did you see in the UK the type of things that are currently taking place in America taking place in the UK before it got to this point? Imagine
that. Yes, absolutely.
So I bring, it's very important to point that out. It's very important to point out that this is how it starts, and it doesn't take long for it to escalate to the point of the UK where a man holding up a sign that says we support British Jews or whatever it was that it said, and he gets arrested for it. It doesn't take long to get to that point. You are literally on the cusp of it right now.
Mm-hmm. And even though I'm in an isolated spot in the UK, even though I'm in an isolated spot in the UK away from the cities, it's still going to come here because the cities is where it starts and then it spreads outwards.
Correct.
And even though many people in the countryside, like where I live, in a town, it's kind of split 50-50 because it's a decently sized town, but it doesn't have as much centralization as a city. So it's you can find people that which you agree with or disagree with. It's just not that much organization. But anyways, I digress. The point is, there is not many safe spots in the UK for anyone that is right-leaning or hell, even disagrees with the government, whether it be due to religious, moral, or political views, without the risk of them being silenced if they speak publicly about it.
Right.
I mean, even in my church, it's a small church, but the one that I was at before that, inside a nearby city, was, like, thankfully, very anti-woke. However, the only reason why it was able to even exist there is because of the sheer amount of funding that they had behind them, and probably law firms, and the fact that they're protected by other Christian groups.
So
now,
if you were to impress something on Americans, if you were to say something to Americans while we're at this stage, so we don't get to your point, what would you say?
Speak up. Don't stay silent while you can. Speak up while you can, because I'm telling you, sooner or later, you're going to have these stupid laws like you do up here in Scotland, where you can't even speak your own mind without it being, you know, without the police being right at your door within the next week, because that's going to happen. And so, if you don't keep that under control, it's going to spread from one state to another. It started in Scotland, it can get down to England, and it probably will sooner or later. So do what you can now with the resources that you have. And I don't mean go violent. I mean, speak up, make it loud, make it known.
So I want to point this out. I want to point this out. I brought up a poll and I put it up there 20 minutes ago when we opened this chat. We have 800 people that have voted on it, and I've had people tell me I'm wrong. I've had 50-50s. I've had 30-70s. I've had all sorts of splits. But when I asked, do you agree with my assessment today? 93% of the 800 people that have voted so far, 93% agree that what I stated is taking place in this country. That means 93% of the people, and I do believe that there is some value when it comes to, you know, mass polls like that when you're actually looking at it. Now, this is also my channel. Obviously, people that follow me like what I have to say, so I got to take that into account. But I've also built a channel of critical thinkers and been telling people, here's some information. You make up your own dang mind about it. I'm going to try to paint the entirety of the situation for you, show you what's going on, and you make up your mind. And 93% of the people that follow this channel made up their mind and said, yes, it is correct that there is mass corruption taking place. It is a systematic issue, and it needs to be investigated and taken care of. Sending in the National Guard will not solve the problem.
Matt, they're going to McCarthyism, that's what's going to happen.
Yep. You know what, Matt, can I add something here just quickly about the UK? I'll admit, there are a lot of people which I have, there are about a handful of people which I know of that have revolutionary ideas. And even myself have those kinds of ideas. But you know what? I could say that there's, my moral reasons are starting to crumble. My logical reasons are starting to crumble as to why not to do it. But you know what the biggest reason as to why I won't is because I don't want to be a footnote in history, be one of those people that would rather be sent to jail early and rot away in a cell for the rest of his life, or end up being someone on the front line and being shot and end up being an unknown body decades in the future. I don't want to be that. I want to be something more than that. Even if I was some kind of leader in that, it would be, again, pointless, because within a few centuries, that'd be forgotten. So try and be something more than just a pawn.
Correct.
Act with reason. Act with properly think about it. If you want to agree with one side or the other, do so, but in a reasonable manner. Not in a rash, emotional, violent, destructive manner, because all that's going to do is cause more chaos. And that's what's stopping me from doing it, is that very reason right there.
So I want to point.
Boy, have I had thoughts and ideas, but I'm not going to ever do them for that reason right there.
And I want to point something out, right? In order for all of those things to take place, we have to be organized. And like I said, currently doing my best, cooperating with authorities to point out a very serious situation that took place that 1,000% points towards corruption and cooperation. And when that information comes out, it's going to be very, very damning. It is a blatant violation of anything that you can think of. Anything at all. Like, it is so absurd. It is so absurd that it's going to force the feds to look at what's taking place inside the Portland Police Bureau. And I promise you it's coming. And as soon as I'm able to, I'm going to bring it up. I'm going to show you guys. I'm going to tell you exactly what happened. And it's going to be very difficult for them to try to defend themselves on this one situation in particular. Very, very difficult. And I look forward to it. Honestly. Yes. And so if you want to take down, if you want something to actually be done, you better be smart about what you're doing. Standing there with a sign and yelling at people across the street ain't going to cut it. You have to give ammunition to the appropriate people, and it has to be documented. You have to properly document, know the laws, and give the appropriate ammunition to the appropriate authorities who are actually capable of doing something about it. Maybe I'll hold a class on that over in the Discord. I don't know. I'll think about it.
Do it before it happens to us. Do it before what happens to us happens to you.
Exactly.
Right now, we don't have those kinds of laws that can allow us to do that without being suppressed.
Exactly.
We have only a fraction of what you guys have when it comes to actually being able to speak our minds. To the point where I know that if we don't actually get this sorted out, the UK is probably going to balkanize within the next few decades. Yep. And I'm not kidding.
Yeah, Castle, it's really scary that you say that, because I just yesterday had this conversation with one of my best friends from the UK, and he just said that just a week ago he mentioned to his parents, they're both retired, to just sell the house and move to, I'm not going to say where, but somewhere else in Europe, because the UK is like fallen.
There's a few spots that are safe here.
A blind patriot, a guy who lost his eyes in combat for the UK government. He was served in the British military, and he held up a English flag, nothing that said on it, just the English. I don't know if some people know what the English flag. It's not the British flag, the English flag. He held up the English flag, and he was arrested because they charged him with inciting violence or inciting a riot because he held up an English flag. But the people next to him were flying the Palestinian flag and whatever else flags they're flying over there, with all these death to the infidels and mm-hmm. death to the Jews and death to everything, and they're okay. That's okay. Because if you say something about that, then you're a racist. But
one
if
thing
you hold
I can
up
say,
a English flag, you're inciting violence because the immigrants feel some way about it.
That's right.
It's ridiculous what's happening in the UK.
That's right.
We're yeah. all so the UK is going down.
Guys,
real quick, Cass, you can talk on that.
I need to go back and return this phone call. It is important. It's along the lines of what we're talking about. So I need to get off of here and go return that call. So I'll be back here again tonight at 5. All right. I want to give you guys a voice. I want you guys to be able to do this. I'm going to be back here. What is that going to be? It's going to be 7 PM Eastern time for you guys. All right. 7 PM Eastern. We're going to be live again. And yeah, I'm not going to let this die.
Okay? What's that UK time? What's that UK time?
7 PM Eastern. You'll have to do the math, man. Or I'll be right back here. Same place tomorrow. Yeah. So 1700 or 1900 UK. No, 1900 Eastern Standard, 7 p.m. Eastern Standard. Sorry, too many time zones.
That'd be 12 a.m.
Yep. All right, guys. I'm going to take off. I appreciate everybody coming up here. I got to go through the super chats and everything else before I take off, so I want to make sure I get all of that stuff done.
Thanks, Matt.
All right, thanks, guys. You're more than welcome to sit here and talk about it.
Bye.
All right. Definitely want to go through some of these super chats that ended up coming in as we're sitting there. MetaGuide says, casually ignoring Carlin Borisenko. I have no idea who that is yet, but now I've got something else to look into. Doc Hook Fly Fishing says, can you imagine a group of Soffets claimed an area? War would be declared amongst us immediately. 100%. I would absolutely agree with that. Here's a warning to all of the communist revolutionaries and Black Bloc. This comes from Fox McCloud. It says, my father and uncle spent years in political prison alongside the very communists who put them there. Imagine that. Lance, appreciate your donation. No comment that ended up coming with it. Jay the Stray says, ill percent and infiltrated Antifa in 2009. He is spreading false crap. Okay, that's good to know. Joe Hammer says, search Michael Schmidt, Oregon, Soros, etc. All right. Clayton, Soros isn't funding Antifa. They are self-funded. They use mutual aid. I would tend to agree with that off of some of the things that I've seen. They didn't seem like they were funded all that great. Vet11B became a brand new member. Appreciate you, man. Make sure you get over to our post. You'll find a link over to the Discord to get you in there. Old School Mind coming in, just gifting out $4.99. And we got a couple other new members, Double Kills Dreams and S. Brady becoming a new true supporter as well. Incog Faraday says, I ain't wrong with my assessment. Tristan Allen says, he got what he had coming to him. Yeah, you're talking about that criminal. Woodster says, do ICE arrests get processed differently than PD? It depends. If ICE is arresting them on immigration charges, yes, they get processed differently. They go before an immigration judge, and that immigration judge is their due process to determine what takes place to them. If it's different, if it's actual, not immigration charges, but like criminal charges that they're going up against, like actual federal criminal charges, then they're entitled to the same due process. Freedom Hank, BC preacher seen in Portland PD, drive by in a police car last night, giving the protesters in Antifa thumbs up. Wow. Wow. Naked Dad, 100%. Castle says, I need to chill out after the stream's over. I got you, man. Ethel, shortly after 2020, Portland police lost police officers. I think they hired 2020 Antifa to replace those officers. Highly, highly likely, man. Very highly likely, in my opinion. I would bet that that took place. Danaroo just became a true supporter. Glad to have you on board, my friend. Listen, ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to be back here tonight at 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, bringing you guys more of the latest and greatest, more everything else. Hopefully, I'm able to tell you guys a little bit more about what I'm talking about. In the meantime, ladies and gentlemen, peace, love, happiness, and God bless. I am out of here.
Team Trump and the National Guards, come to Atlanta. Come to Atlanta. Come to Atlanta next. I know y'all done cleaned Memphis up. I see so many videos of Memphis motherfuckers happy. And as a homeowner, as a working man, as an entrepreneur, come to Atlanta. I beg of you. Get these YNs off these streets. Get these water boys off these streets. Come on. Because these males ain't doing shit. These motherfuckers ain't doing shit, Trump. Come to Atlanta. National Guard. Come on. Get these young niggas out of here. Get these YNs out of here. Come on. Come on. National Guard, I see the work you doing in Memphis. I'm not one of them niggas. I'm a black man. I'm not a nigga. I'm a black man. I ain't like these other niggas.